This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church. Well, I've been preaching about dealing with feelings, and I'm going to continue that. I want you to stand. We're emotional beings, and how do we deal with our feelings? We've talked about a lot of feelings, and today we want to talk about an ungrateful spirit and how we deal with it. The Bible says this in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, so they knew God, but they glorified Him not as God. Let me tell you something, folks. You say, Pastor, why are we here on this earth? We're here on this earth to glorify God. No other reason other than to glorify God. Neither were thankful. They weren't thankful, the Bible says, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I want you to see that, folks. When we're not thankful, our hearts are darkened. When I'm not thankful, the scripture says my heart is darkened. It's darkened if I'm not thankful. Let us pray. Jesus, I thank you for this day. And God, I thank you for these beautiful people. They're wonderful, wonderful people, and they mean much to me. And I pray, God, that you would meet the needs of their lives. You're a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. And we pray this prayer with a grateful heart, for I pray this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. I was reading a story one time about a gentleman that was, he was very negative. You know, he's negative. And let me say this, folks. Because you become a Christian doesn't necessarily mean you get a good attitude. I've known tons of people that were in the church who had rotten attitudes. Amen? They were in the church, but they were so negative, if they walked into a dark room, they'd develop. I mean, they had a terrible attitude. And this gentleman, he didn't have a good attitude. Nothing was positive. But he had a friend. And that friend one day was out at this lake, and he saw this dog. Now, it wasn't a bulldog, but it was a dog. I think it was a hound dog. But anyway, the dog was walking on water. And he said, wow, that's amazing. By the way, this is a true story. The dog was walking on water. And he said, I want to make my friend aware of this. Because when he sees this dog walking on water, there's no way he can say anything negative about it. So he took his friend out there, and sure enough, that old dog was just pacing across the water, walking on the water. And he said to his negative friend, what do you think about that? He said, the dog can't swim, can he? The dog can't swim. Well, folks, some people always see something bad. Some people always see something to be ungrateful for. Some people always see something to be negative about. But you know, the Bible says this, folks. It says when we're ungrateful, our heart is darkened. When I'm ungrateful, my heart is darkened. And Psalm 77 verse 3 says this, if I'm going around complaining, I'm always complaining about this, or I'm always complaining about that. Somebody's hurt my feelings. Somebody's done something to me. Somebody's done me wrong in some capacity. I'm always getting my feelings hurt. Somebody's always violated me. The Bible says if I live that kind of life, that my spirit will be overwhelmed. That when I complain, my spirit is overwhelmed. And I begin to think about it, folks. We don't want to live lives like that. We don't want to be people like that. But begin to process, what are some signs of ingratitude in your life and in my life? What are some signs of ingratitude? I'll tell you the first sign is we rarely express thanks to God and others. We rarely express thanks to God and others. See, somebody said, Pastor, I'm thankful. It's not enough to be thankful. God wants us to express it. It's not enough just to appreciate somebody. God wants us to let them know we appreciate them. It's not enough just to be grateful for what God's done in our lives. But God wants us to express that gratitude to God and express gratitude to others. Do you realize the Bible says 73 times the Bible says give thanks. 73 times give thanks. You know, I watch parents sometimes and they have a child and somebody will do something perhaps for the child. And I'll notice what those parents will do. They will say, "Now, what do you say? What are you supposed to say? What do you say to him? What do you say to her?" And I've often thought, folks, if they seen more of it in us, we probably wouldn't have to say, "What do you say?" Because it would be through osmosis, they would simply express gratitude. Let me tell you another sign of ingratitude. We expect people to respond to our needs immediately. We expect people to respond to our needs immediately. Well, I called you 3 minutes ago. I mean, it's an entitlement mentality. It's literally everything revolves around my schedule. And if it's an emergency with me, it's an emergency with everybody. And when we don't have a grateful heart, we expect people to respond to our needs immediately. Let me tell you a third sign of ingratitude. That is, we're constantly comparing. We're constantly comparing. Why do they have that big house? Why does he drive that car? Why does she always get those new clothes? Why do their children behave better than our children? why is not my husband more romantic like her husband? And you know the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, comparing ourselves among ourselves is not wise. And Mark Twain said, comparison is the killer of joy. You want to kill the joy in your life? Start comparing yourself to everybody else. You want to kill the joy in your life? Start focusing on comparing yourself up against everybody else. All I'm trying to say, folks, well, she's this and he's that. Listen, you're fearfully and wonderfully made in the eyes of God. There's nobody like you. Quit comparing yourself to everybody else. You're special just like you are. We're not awful careful. We'll be like that rooster that got an ostrich egg and went down to the hen house and said to the hens, "Look what they're producing next door." Let me tell you the fourth sign of ingratitude. It's we're constantly complaining. We're constantly complaining. Did you know the Bible says in Philippians that we need to do all things without murmurings and disputings? A paraphrase would be, we need to do all things without grumbling and complaining. A wonderful indicator of ingratitude is just the fact that we're always complaining. This is what I've realized. If you'll complain, you'll remain. If you complain, you will remain. But if you praise, you will raise. It's a waste of time to complain. Listen, if you're always complaining, 80% of the people could care less. You're complaining and 80% of the people could care less. And probably 15% more think you're getting what you deserve anyway. Complaining. You know, I was thinking about the end times. And by the way, folks, we're definitely in the end times. We're definitely, this thing is wrapping up, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, this thing is wrapping up. I mean, we're definitely in the end times. It's all around us. You can, I mean, somebody says, what do you think? No, it's the Bible is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And I was studying about the end times, and look what the Bible says. This know also, not in the first day, in the last day. Now, by the way, this wasn't written last week. This was written 2,000 years ago. in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now wait, what's going to happen? Men shall be lovers of them own selves. Men shall be lovers of them own selves. A lady said to me one time, she said, Pastor, I know what my marriage problem is. I said, tell me about it. She said, I'll tell you about it. She said, we're both in love with the same man. We're both in love with the same man. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Look at this one, folks. One of the signs of the end. Disobedient to parents. Not honoring and respecting our parents. I'm amazed at how children respond and talk to their parents. Listen, it never wouldn't have happened. Listen, I'll promise you, you said, Brother Benny, did you ever lose your temper? Oh, yes. But my mother, Meba Jean, helped me find it. Oh, yes, I tried that. I tried that a few times, but every time that I tried being disobedient to parents, I went to the woodshed and there was bloodshed. Yeah, Meba Jean, that's my mother and I, she's probably listening today. Meba Jean was patriotic, very patriotic. Yeah, she believed in the stars and the stripes. She put on the stripes and I saw the stars. Amen. I mean, she'd say, Benny, this is hurting me worse than it's hurting you. I'd say, quit hurting yourself so bad. Quit hurting yourself so bad. But look, one of the end times. Unthankful. Unthankful. That's the day in which we're living. More, more, more. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. I got to get the back rub. I got to get the hot tub. I got to get the drink at the pub. I've got to get more, more, more. And we think the secret to success is more, more, more. And he who has the most toys at the end of his life wins. But that's simply just not true. Let me tell you another sign that we're ungrateful. We give very little back. We give very little back. See, I am convinced God will always get it to us if he can get it through us. God will always get it to us if he can get it through us. Now, what should, Pastor, you talked about ingratitude, what should motivate every one of us, including the pastor, because I need this message too. What should motivate every one of us to be grateful? Three simple things. Number one, it's God's will. It's God's will. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, look what it says. In everything, give thanks. Now wait. It didn't say for everything, give thanks. There are people who go through things, it's tough, it's bad, it's sad, it's hard, it's difficult. He didn't say for everything. Listen, in a few days, I'm preaching a funeral for a young lady that was of cancer, 24 years old. And I met with her family yesterday. I'm not thankful for cancer. I'm not thankful for cancer. But it says in everything, give thanks. And I tell you what I can be thankful for, that precious 24-year-old girl knew Christ and she's in heaven today. She's in heaven today. So there's something to look to be thankful for. In everything, give thanks. Wait, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You see, Pastor Benny, I don't know what God's will is concerning my life. A good place to start is just by being thankful. A good place to start is just by being thankful. And there's always something to be thankful for if we just look for it. See, I'm not saying you're not having difficult times, but in the middle of the difficulty, you've got to look for the good things. In the middle of the difficulty, you've got to look for the good things. You say, well, man, my finances are in a mess. I can't even pay my bills. Well, thank God you're not one of your creditors. Amen? Just in the middle of it. Look for good things. Snoopy got up one Thanksgiving morning. Snoopy got up one Thanksgiving morning and he looked in the window and the family was in there. The family, they were having turkey. They were having dressing, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, fried okra. I just threw that in because I like it. Barbara fries that okra up, and if you put it on top of my head, my tongue would beat my brains out. Amen. I just... And old Snoopy looked in there and he said, "My goodness, look at there. Turkey dressing, pumpkin pie, fried okra. And I'm out here eating dog food." He said, "This is not fair." How many times in life have we thought this is not fair? Snoopy said, "It's not fair." And then Snoopy thought a little bit. And he said, "You know, it could be worse. I could have been born a turkey. And this is what I know. From the day of your birth to the ride in the hearse, things are never so bad that they couldn't be worse." So here's what I want us to say. We need to have an attitude of gratitude because it's God's will. I'll tell you something else. You say, "Pastor, it's not only God's will, it's God's wish. It's God's wish." See, there's a story in the Bible in Luke chapter 17. Look what it says. And by the way, it came to pass. As he went through Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Now wait. "And he entered a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers, and they stood afar off." Let me explain why they stood afar off. Leprosy was a skin disease. The fingers would literally rot off. The nose would rot off. A terrible skin disease, and they believed it was transferred through nasal secretion. So they were ostracized from everybody else. And what they would have to do, when they seen somebody coming, if you had leprosy, you would take your hand, you would place it over your nose and mouth, and cry, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." If they had lived today, they would have had a mask on. Seriously, they would have worn masks if they had lived today. Verse 13 says, "And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Master, have mercy, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.'" Look, "And when he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourself to the priest.'" Now let me explain so you understand the context there. These people were ostracized from society. They couldn't go to Walmart. They couldn't go to the football game. They couldn't go to the restaurant. You got to understand something. The priest made the decision when they could return back to society. So what Jesus was saying, go show yourself to the priest because he'll make the decision that you can go back into society. Here's something. This is not the message, but I want you to see it. It says, "And it came to pass," that is, they went, "they were cleansed." No, they weren't just cleansed on the spot. They had to step out. Somebody said, "Pastor, I want God to do something in my life." You've got to step out. "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." You've got to step out. You say, when I'm 100% sure, I'll step out. When you're 100% sure, it's too late. Look here, folks, you've got to step out. And look what the Bible says, they were cleansed. "And one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned back," look, "with a loud voice, he glorified God." A loud voice. Somebody said, "I'd go to church more if Benny Tate didn't scream at me." But he had a loud voice. He had a loud voice. I can't help it, folks. I just get excited about what God has done in my life. You say, "I'm sorry, Pastor, that's just not me." Listen, yes it is. I've seen you at your kids' ball games. Yeah, I've seen you at your kids' ball games. The problem is, at the ball games, you act like a wild Indian. But come Sunday, you act like a wooden Indian. I've seen you. "And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, for he was a Samaritan." Apparently the other nine were Jews. Here's all I want you to see, and I'll move to the next point. "And Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 clean? But where are the nine? You say, Pastor, it's not a big deal if I don't express thanks. Apparently it was. Apparently he was listening for it. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? Apparently he was listening for it. And by the way, folks, he's still listening for it. Now get this. It's God's will. It's God's wish. We have things to be grateful for. You'll breathe 23,000 times today, by the way. When's the last time you thanked him for your breath? It's God's will. It's God's wish. But it's God's wisdom. It's God's wisdom. I want you to know God wants what's best for you. And in God's omniscience, he says it's best for every one of us if we'll be grateful. It's best for every one of us if we'll be grateful. And I'll tell you why. When we're grateful, we have spiritual and emotional wholeness. When we're grateful, we have spiritual and emotional wholeness. I want you to see it. Go back to the text. He said, where are the nine? They are not found that return to give glory to God. Just one man returned. Get this, folks. I want you to get this. This is so important. And he said to that one man, you go your way. Your faith has made thee whole. Come up real close. 10 were healed, but one was whole. 10 were healed, but one was whole. And you want to be emotionally, mentally, and spiritually whole? Have an attitude of gratitude. Live your life not being grumbly hateful, but being humbly grateful. Live your life being thankful, and you'll be spiritually and emotionally whole if you live your life being a grateful person. I'll tell you something else. If you're a grateful person, it improves your physical health. The Applied Psychology Health Institute said this. At 15 minutes before we go to sleep, we'll write down three things that we're grateful for. We'll sleep better. At 15 minutes before I go to sleep, you go to sleep, we'll write down three things that we're grateful for. We'll sleep better. I'll tell you something else about being grateful. It benefits other people. It benefits other people. Get real. Paul wrote four books that he started out, and in these four books, all he did was express thankfulness to other people. He was in prison. Things wasn't going real well for him, but he was expressing gratitude for others. And let me tell you something. When we express gratitude and we let people know we appreciate them and we let people know how grateful we are that they're in our lives, you can't listen, folks. Somebody says, no, it goes without saying. No, no, no. You need to say it. We need to say it. Then number four, it makes your life better. It makes your life better. If you just be grateful, you say, but Brother Benny, things are not good right now. I understand that. But look for something good in your life. Look what the Bible says. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. Look. And when I do that, I'll be glad. When I start telling people how good God's been to me, and I start thanking people for being so good to me, it makes me feel better. Because when you give flowers to other people, it leaves a fragrance in your hands. And then number five, when we're grateful, it combats the devil. It combats the devil. You know, I believe it torques him when we gather in here and praise the Lord. But I don't know if you realize this. You say, Pastor, I'm walking through hell right now. Well, let me tell you something. When you praise the Lord, it combats the devil. It just beats that rascal back. Amen. It just beats him back. I believe Jesus just beats him back. Amen. I believe Jesus just hits him in the face. I mean, I just believe Jesus just slaps him all over. I believe when we praise the Lord, I believe Jesus just slaps him. I believe when Jesus gets done with him, his tooth fairy is going to need a wheelbarrow. Amen. Just slaps him. He slaps him back. You say, Pastor Benny, does the scripture say that? Look what it says. Because thou servest not the Lord, thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart and for the abundance of things, because you're not grateful. Therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee. He said, Israel, the Babylonians and the Assyrians are going to overtake you. And the only reason they are is because you weren't grateful for what I'd done for you. You weren't grateful for what I'd done in your life. I was out in California one night. Barbara and I, and Cameron and Abby Jane. And it was dinner time. And we was looking for a place to eat. And I said, right there's it. There's where I want to go. We're going to go to Eddie Rickenbacker's restaurant. That's it. It's in San Francisco. I said, I want to eat right there. And they said, why do you want to eat at Eddie Rickenbacker's restaurant? I said, let me tell you a story about this guy. I said he was a war hero. But I said he lived in San Francisco, and every Friday afternoon, he would go and buy a bucket of shrimp. And he would walk out to a pier on the ocean. And he would take those shrimp and he would throw them up out into the ocean to the seagulls. And he would say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I said, let me explain the story. Eddie Rickenbacker was a fighter pilot during World War I. Eddie Rickenbacker and his 7-member crew were shot down in the Pacific. And they were on a life raft for 8 days. And Eddie Rickenbacker said, we're not going to survive. We're going to die. And he bowed his head. And he said, God, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. And he said, when I bowed my head, something landed on my head. And it was a seagull. And I reached up and grabbed that thing. And he said, I thought dinner tonight. And we had dinner tonight. But I took the intestines. And I fished with those intestines. And I caught fish. And we survived for 24 days. And on the 24th day, we was rescued. So every Friday, I walk out to the pier. I take a bucket of shrimp and I say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may not have Eddie Rickenbacker's story, but we've all got something to say thank you for. We've all got something to thank the Lord for. The fact that he's brought us through. Listen, folks, I don't know about you, but I had COVID. A lot of people didn't make it through. I made it through. I've got something to praise the Lord for. And I don't know what God has brought you through, but I know he's brought you through something. I didn't have time, folks. I'm done. I didn't have time to do this in the early service. I didn't have time, and I'm almost done. But let me tell you something, folks. If you need a miracle, if you need a miracle, there's something I want to tell you, very important. And something I'll be just real transparent with you about. There's something that I've been praying about for over a year. For over a year. You said, Pastor Benny, have you gotten it? No. So you don't have this direct line? No. Just a person just like you. There's something I've been praying about for over a year. And I realize this, folks. Being thankful and expressing thankfulness is the prelude to a miracle in your life. Look here. John 11:41 says, and they took away the stone from the place where Lazarus, the dead person, was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. You've heard me. I thank you. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Here's what I want you to see. Expressing thanks was the prelude to the miracle. 15,000 people were gathered around, all wanting to eat. And John 6:11 says, Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. If it wasn't for my Methodist dignity, I'd shout. Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and when he had given thanks, the scripture says, he distributed, and 15,000 people had fish and chips. But the prelude to the miracle was thanking God. The prelude to your miracle. The prelude to your miracle, to whatever you need. It starts by thanking God for what you have. Thanking God for how good he's been to you. Thanking God for all the blessings on our lives. You said, Pastor, I don't even today, you don't understand. I don't have anything to thank God for. 2 Corinthians 9:15. But thanks be unto God for his undescribable gift. You know what we're doing? Lord, my voice is about gone. But look, Lord, we all just want to thank you today for Jesus. We all just want to thank you, God. We all just want to thank you that you gave Jesus for us. We want to thank you, God, that you gave heaven's best. You let him go to the cross. You let him die for our sins. We just want to stand our feet, and we just want to thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.